DeKalb technical agronomist David Heimkes provides general recommendations for achieving a successful corn silage harvest. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
When you say a pile, let's talk about where the dairy is. The corn silage just a pile of kernels? How is it stored?
Oh, it's basically chopped. It goes through a machine out in the field, and it's harvested, cut off at different levels, depending upon where the guy wants to cut that off. But say 12, 18 inches off the ground, he's going to cut that stalk off, that whole corn stalk, ear, all the green matter will get driven through this massive machine of horsepower, and it will chop it up into like inch and a half size pieces and blow it into a semi truck or a truck. It will be hauled to the dairy. It will be dumped out in front of the pile, and then they will push that silage, that chopped green matter, because it's not silage yet, push that up onto itself, creating a great big pile. And the key to that pile is just to pack it, because you want no oxygen in that pile whatsoever. You pack it so hard that you drive the oxygen off. Usually we'll cover it up with a piece of plastic to help shrink, among other things, spoilage, and then it ferments, turns into sauerkraut.
Otherwise known as a pile of fermented corn, which stores very well. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.